This is Amakusa, a small island in the south of Japan with roughly 83,000 inhabitants. In comparison, nearby Fukuoka has over 1 million and Kagoshima 800,000. Neither have their own airline. So why does Amakusa have one? I flew Amakusa Airlines from Fukuoka to Amakusa last year to find out. Amakusa Airlines operates a single ATR-42. In fact, so few flight attendants are with the company that each one is listed in their homemade in-flight magazine. The reason that Amakusa Airlines operates the ATR-42 is that this aircraft is actually one of the largest planes that can land at Amakusa Airport. Their main hub is way too small to host anything larger, and the company was originally planning to operate Saab 340s, but Saab stopped making the type, so Amakusa Airlines was left with a Q400. This Q400 was actually just replaced a few years ago with the cute little dolphin-themed ATR-42 that they operate now called Mizuoka. This particular ATR-42 that I flew on a few months ago has a 2-2 seating configuration with one flight attendant in a cargo section in the front. Because of this cargo section, we boarded from the back. Amakusa boarding passes do not have barcodes, so at security, unlike ANA and Japan Airlines, we did not scan our boarding passes, but the security people just looked at them and let us through. Because the boarding passes do not have barcodes, I was given a laminated slip to return after getting off the bus to the plane. I have some really cool pictures from this trip, and then some other pictures that I took of various planes while on the ramp, because we actually walked quite a ways from the terminal to the aircraft in Fukuoka, so I will have a link to those on my website. The link is in the description. Anyway, getting back on track here, the flight attendant that was operating this flight was actually very nice, and she recognized me on the flight back from Fukuoka, which was on a Japan Airlines ATR-42, because Amakusa Airlines ATR-42 had broken down, and because it had broken down, they only have one plane, so they had to ask Japan Airlines to loan them one, but still Amakusa Airlines crew the Amakusa service. Also, what I wanted to talk about was this flight was very short. It was only 25 minutes, so service was fairly limited. We got a small candy before takeoff, and then the seatbelt sign actually never turned off. So no beverage service, nothing really, and no one really used the bathroom since most people in Japan, their commute is longer than that, so it's not really a big deal. Also, one interesting thing that I found, I know this is fairly common among regional jets, but I don't fly them very much, so I noticed that the safety demo on this flight was played from a CD, and our flight attendant was showing us all the safety features from the front, and there wasn't someone else reading it or a video like normal. The takeoff from Fukuoka was actually very nice, and we spent 25 minutes in the air, like I said before, and landed in Amakusa, and this aircraft, it became really clear, even though it's one of the smallest airplanes in Fukuoka, in Amakusa, this is the largest plane that can land there. So the runway felt uncomfortably short. So now the question that you've all been waiting for, why does this airline exist? Well, Amakusa is actually pretty isolated, and driving isn't always very practical because of its mountainous geography. So Amakusa Airlines was established a few years back. However, what concerns me now is that Japan Airlines has started to partner with them, and as you heard earlier, the aircraft swap was done in coordination with Japan Airlines. So it's unclear whether this airline will still be necessary in a few years because Japan Airlines might want to integrate them into their fleet. Anyways, thank you so much for watching this video and listening to my podcast. And if you enjoy videos like these, be sure to subscribe and check out my website. That is sites.google.com/milehighaviation. Link in the description. And be sure to join my mailing list for the latest updates. Bye!